Head over to the livestock side of the trade. It seems like the hog futures are the ones that are picking up some gains today.
Well, they have. Hogs are a little bit higher, way too cheap. I was looking at a hog chart yesterday, and it was interesting. In fact, I talked about this in my website on yesterday morning's commentary about how the hog prices have spiked down to the low side of a Bollinger Band, and also I think it's a 100-day moving average. And we have spiked down to it, and we're sitting there. This is the third time we've done this, and each time the market responded and turned and rallied sharply. This is the third time, you know, back at it. But it's interesting also because the spacing of the cycles in between each of these spikes on quarterly data isn't all that far apart. I mean, they're almost systematically doing this, so it seems like it's a cycle. But, you know, I'm not saying we can't push hog prices a little lower, but to be honest with you, I can't recommend sales here. We may get a little deeper, and I know that the avian bird flu certainly was not good news for the hog industry, because more so than the cattle market, it's the hog industry that relates to that and competes against poultry. And, of course, the retailer, you know, hasn't been dropping his prices much yet on pork and poultry, but therefore he's not dropping it, I don't think, at all on beef. And at some point, I'm hearing demand for beef is waning a little bit, which is kind of surprising when you look at this weather we've had. And, of course, the East Coast has certainly, I think, played a hand on it. But also we're looking at the weights, and we don't see them coming down much. And at some point this summer, I wonder if we won't see some pretty big weights on these cattle. And it's thought that maybe numbers, you know, that we've seen our tightest supply of cattle and worked through them, and now we're going to start seeing increases as we go towards June and on into the last half of the year.
Well, I know that there's been a lot of concerns, especially when we see the different states that are being banned when it comes to shipping because of all the poultry issues. Are we going to see the mentality that, well, if we can't ship these poultry, we're going to have to sell them cheap, which is going to be an even bigger competitor now for pork and beef this spring and early summer?
I think so. The one thing, of course, you know, when you've got the avian bird flu, it certainly can eradicate the H5N2, can eradicate a flock of birds within 48 hours, or, I mean, take them down. But then once it's found, you got to get rid of the whole flock anyway. So some say, well, that's positive because we're getting rid of some numbers here of poultry. But birds turn around fast. I mean, that's a quick turn. And in the meantime, you've got numbers or demand by foreign countries really backing off of us, mainly because of the fear of this bird flu. And it's not just the birds. It's the, be it whether it's fresh or frozen, it's also products like egg products and stuff like that. So all of a sudden, you've got concerns. And but what they don't realize is, okay, we may not be shipping eggs, but what happens when you put egg products in, say, mac and cheese, like Kraft Foods or something like that? You know, that demand, I think, stays, but still it does concern. And I'm not sure if the U.S. consumer will back off poultry per se, but we need that export market. And Mexico, of course, is our number one buyer of chickens. And unfortunately, you know, they're backing off, especially from Arkansas. So, you know, we'll just have to see what happens here. But certainly this was not good news for the pork industry, because it does really, you know, it's almost like a first cousin back to poultry for demand competition. And then as far as beef goes, well, everybody loves beef. And, you know, it kind of holds its own. But still, protein as a whole, you just don't need it all backing up.